Hello Taurus, it's Russell here with your stars for week beginning Saturday, November the 4th and the whole week ahead. Actually, it's the next fortnight because there's a full moon in your sign today. And as with all full moons, it's the end of a cycle, the end of a chapter in your life. Time to seek closure in anything that relates to yourself personally or a relationship, therefore with somebody else. But the next 2 weeks are crucial when it comes to you closing something down. And here's your Sunday stars. Yesterday there was a Venus opposition Uranus, and Venus is your ruling planet. It was overshadowed by the full moon. But it does mean that even today, you've got to be very careful of a contrary attitude or rebellious streak, either within you or somebody around you. It will affect most money and love matters. And that's why if somebody is going a little bit crazy or out of character, then don't encourage them. Here's your Monday stars. Yesterday, Mercury moved into the sign of Sagittarius, which for you as a Taurian means having to look into all areas of the most intimate part of your life over the next few weeks. Whether you're dealing with shared financial matters or areas of passion and sex and desire, Mercury is a stone-cold planet when it comes to feelings, but he can help you work things out logically and rationally. Follow his vibe. Here's your Tuesday stars, where your ruling planet Venus is now going to move into your seventh house of relationships. Venus is love. Your seventh house is relationships. Put the two together and the next few weeks are ideal for getting closer to someone. If there's nobody in your life, if you're a singleton, then this is the perfect aspect for you to go out and meet somebody. And if there's been a problem in a relationship, Venus can be healing and good for anything which brings you and someone closer together. Here's your Wednesday stars. Now check out in my book, You Can Change Your Life, Venus in the Seventh. She moved into that very important part of your chart yesterday, and now this is the first full day of her there. What this really means to you now is a chance and opportunity to get a lot of things sorted out in a relationship. You know, even a relationship that has gone and it's not working out anymore, it does mean that you can end it amicably and as friends, rather than being sworn enemies. Here's your Thursday stars, with the Sun and Pluto working absolutely radiantly together. This means your powers of recovery are enhanced, and it is incredibly empowering in so many ways, especially when it comes to your love life or anything to do with money and financial rewards or situations. There's a strong fated feel about your stars now over the next few days, almost as though somebody's loss will end up being your gain. Here's your Friday stars. Put the moon in Leo and we've got a very important home day, but the problem is that there is a daggers drawn situation between you and someone you love and the family. So the problem that you've got now is you're going to have to play piggy in the middle. But what I would say is with Mars involved, it is important for you to put your foot down in whatever camp you wish to be seen as supporting. This is Russell Grant. Thanks so much for calling. Please call again next week when I'll have some more intriguing insights to share with you, for you.